The second Wednesday of the month is Fire Prevention Officer Troy Hicks' time to shine for fire drill on CJOC. How are you this morning, Troy?
I'm doing good, Jordan. How about yourself?
Doing really well, thanks. Before we get into what you've got to say, we do have a question that came in. Are you all right to answer it?
Absolutely.
Can people be held accountable for starting a massive grass fire that burns a bunch of stuff down and causes big damage? And if so, how?
Okay, to answer the question bluntly, yes. If people are caught and it's proven that they are the reason and the cause of a massive grass fire, then yes, they can be charged and they can be held accountable. Now, for what the charge would be, I'm actually not 100% sure. We'd have to go through LPS to find out what that would be, but definitely people can be held accountable for any kind of, whether it's mischief or accidental or anything like that, that could cause a major grass fire that damages a lot of city property.
I think this is the first time a fire drill question will carry over to LA 5-0 when the police are on next month.
So. There you go. That'd be perfect.
Now, Troy, just talking about conditions, the grass fires that we had a few weeks ago, and obviously the wind that we're seeing any season in Lethbridge, but especially here in the spring, it's still pretty dangerous out there, and people need to be aware of that.
Absolutely. It is so dry here. I mean, as we always say, Lethbridge, you might as well say, is kind of like a desert. Even if we do get a little bit of moisture, which so far this spring we've had none, it does get very dry. So there's a couple reasons why we have fire bans, and we've received a lot of questions and phone calls here at the Fire Prevention Office lately too about fire bans. Here in the city, we have two styles of fire bans. We'll either have a fire ban that takes part in the river bottom. It does not affect backyard fire pits or anything like that. It is just for the river bottom, no open burning, no anything. And actually, that fire ban is in effect, and it has been in effect since last year, excuse me, when COVID started. There's a few different reasons. One, because it's dry, and two, it's also to minimize the size of groups that are gathering down at the river bottom for fires. The second fire ban we have here is a complete fire ban, which includes backyard fire pits. It includes everything in the city. I've been here 10 years now, and that's actually only been implemented once, and that was back during the Fort McMurray fires, that air quality was so bad that the actual government of Alberta issued the fire ban province-wide. So speaking to other members that have been here longer than me, they can only remember maybe twice total, including the one a few years ago, of a complete fire ban in the city. One other thing I wanted to touch with backyard fire pits is I know it's about 50-50 for the amount of people that like have the fire pits, that agree that we're allowed to have fire pits, and then people that don't agree and don't feel that we should be allowed to have them. The people that don't feel we should be allowed to have them, I understand your concerns and your issues. However, they are legal here in the city of Lethbridge, so I would ask that people be neighborly. Talk to your neighbors. If you have an issue with their fire, talk to them. Ask them whether either to put it out or, you know, if they're burning when against the bylaw, and I recommend always for people to go online and read bylaw 5858. It has all the rules and regulations for fire pits. And just go from there and realize that people are allowed to have them. I know myself, I only have a fire a couple times a year, but every time I do, I go to both neighbors on both sides of me. I let them know I'm having it, and if it bugs them, let me know and I'll put it out. So just be neighborly. Don't start any neighbor disputes. But if you do have someone that is burning and you feel that it's not legal in conjunction with the bylaw, then yes, definitely call 911 and we will come and check it out.
Fire Prevention Officer Troy Hicks, he's on the second Wednesday of every month for CJOC's fire drill. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks again, Jordan.